Now here's a very touching and heartfelt question. I'm 24 years old and only had my first child last year on May 4th, a very handsome boy. But then my boy passed away on the day before he turned 3 months, after 5 years of trying for a child. Why does God punish the kids for the parents' sins? Well, I want to tell you first of all how very sorry I am for the terrible loss of your son. I cannot imagine how you must feel. I am reminded of Hebrews 4:15-16, which says, "For we have not a high priest, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." This tells us that we do have a great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, who understands what it is we're going through, whatever it is. He is compassionate towards us in our times of suffering. And realizing the Lord understands and cares, we're invited to boldly come before His throne of grace and receive mercy and grace in the times of need. The Lord will help you through your grief when you lay this terrible burden at His feet. And you seem to think that the Lord has punished your son because of some sins in your past. Let's read the portion you referred to in your question. Exodus 34:6-7 says, "And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation." Now this portion shows clearly the Lord's mercy and grace, His patience and goodness toward the sinner. We learn that the Lord is very forgiving. He forgives iniquity, which is moral evil. He forgives transgression, which is rebellion. And He forgives sin, which indicates a continual living in sinful ways. And while the Lord will not ignore the sins of the unrepentant guilty ones, He forgives all those that call upon His name. Psalm 86:5 tells us, "For Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Thee." Yet we also see that the Lord visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. According to the meaning of this word iniquity, the moral sins of a person will be judged in his children and his children's children. And this is not necessarily the judgment of the Lord, but the natural result of living in moral sin. If a father or mother lives an immoral lifestyle, this lifestyle will be learned by their children, who are most likely to continue to live in the value of their parents. This teaches us the importance of living lives of good examples before our children. In most cases, morality is generational. Children learn and live what they see in their parents. Sometimes I know it's so difficult to understand why the Lord lets things like this happen. Why would the Lord give you a son only to take him away? And I just don't have the answer to that question. We can rest assured that whatever the Lord does is the right thing. Genesis 18:25 asks the question, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" We realize that once sin entered into the world, we all come under that curse of sin, which is death. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto men once to die." But why so young? When thinking about the passing of one so young, I often consider the words of Isaiah in Isaiah 57:1-2. "The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart, and merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from before the evil. He entereth into peace." Sometimes the Lord in His sovereignty moves in mercy to spare someone a future evil that may come upon him. Rather than suffer through evil days, they, by the grace of God, enter into peace. You can rest assured that your son is with the Lord in glory. He is at peace, and he is experiencing fullness of joy. Now, thinking of how you lost your only son, I also think of how God gave His only begotten Son. God loved us all so much that He gave the Lord Jesus Christ to be our sin bearer. The Lord Jesus died on the cross as the perfect sacrifice for our sins, so that if we believe in Him, we will have the forgiveness of sins and receive eternal life. John 3:36 promises us, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." After King David's young son died, David had the assurance that he would see his son again. He said of his son in 2 Samuel 12:23, "But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." I trust that you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, so that you can be assured that you will see your son again one day.